All right, so if I've done this correctly, we've got it muted and we've got it recorded, so we should be ready to go. Dave asked me to host your training call this morning, and I've just got some stuff that is just really, really working well. Anytime I introduce to the greater masses a concept, I work to implement it in my organization for a number of months before I ever tell anybody else about it, so I don't poison anybody. There's a lot of ideas that can be created that are maybe great ideas in theory, but in practice may not work so well. And rest assured that what I'm about to share with you is something that we're seeing some significant traction and significant momentum taking place. In my organization, we had experience. I took 2 years off. Just the joy of me creating a residual income. I love being able to have the freedom and flexibility that NECAN provides, and I took 2 years to go and, I took 2 years to just study piano. I had a blast doing it. It was a great refresher, revived my energy, revived my soul, and actually got me real excited to get back in and run. I'm on a Royal Ambassador run. So at that very time period is when Ben Woodward took helm, and we started talking about doing all the mentorship and all those types of things. I created what we called a Team Kaizen Guide for the people in my organization who wanted to do Team Kaizen. We created a weekly call where the leaders would teach concepts each week to a large crew, and then we would individually mentor people who wanted to play and take this all the way to the top. What I found was we had a group of people who, I'll call it the Old Timers Club, and I wasn't seeing people being successful in getting new blood in and launching new people and having success with that. There was some stagnation, if you will. And I just kept scratching my brain as to what some of the issues were, and one of the big issues is that we have a lot of people who are impassioned about our technologies. NECAN has never had a problem with that, with people not excited about our technologies. But what there was a challenge with was people. There's always been a tendency, because we have so many wonderful technologies, that people spend so much time talking about our technologies and helping people that they were not being good, efficient, productive at talking about the business and about properly launching a new consultant. And that's going to be our topic this morning, is launching a new consultant and a couple twists that I found that have made a huge, huge difference. So I was always intrigued as a young NECANite in my early years, hearing Mike DiMuccio talk about how when he would launch a distributor, he wasn't just trying to get them to get their products and go share this with a few people, but he was literally launching people to gold and platinum in their very first month. And I was like, how is that possible? Because my reality is that it took me 18 months to get platinum done. And how in the world surely I'm smart and intelligent, and if I can't do it in less than 18 months, how can someone do it in one? And I wanted to learn. How did he do this? And he actually had a really great training video talking about just that. And he, it was brilliant. In there they talk about the concept that, you know how we make a 100 name list and we narrow it down, we're supposed to narrow it down to the top 20. And the reason for that is you want to go see your top 20 people first, as opposed to last, after you've gained years worth of confidence in NECAN. Well, why would you want to do that? If you just talk to people of your same socioeconomic level or less, and that duplicates in your organization, by the time you get to the third or fourth or fifth generation in your NECAN business, you're going to end up with nothing but orangutans. I want you to think about that. Many people just talk to people of their same neighborhood or people that they feel they have influence over. And the result of that is that we end up finding people of the same socioeconomic level or less. When in reality, we all know that when we get a superstar on, someone who has experienced significant success in their life of some form, either they were a really amazing mom, or they were really great on the PTA, or they run a major corporation, or whatever it is, but they were successful at what they did. The principles of success breed success. Integrity, time management, people skills. People who know how to be successful at one thing can create success in others because there are some certain skill sets that do carry over. Well, if we were smart about our Nikan business, we would want to get those people on board first. But of course, when a brand new person starts, they don't have the confidence. They're nervous about doing that, and no matter how good I am at coaching, I, for whatever reason, I had a really hard time getting people to do just that, to talk to their top 20 to begin with, even if I was going to go with them and do one-on-one appointments and do a 21 club or something like that. I always found people digressing to typically their top 20 sickest people they knew. And though that is fun and that is great, and though that can build an organization, it will not grow as rapidly as if you brought on some, 20 really good leaders. So back to the Mike DiMuccio thing, he would launch somebody either the last week of the previous month or the first week of a new calendar month. He would get his new person who was launching to host an event. It could be an executive luncheon, a luncheon, or some sort of a very formal business event where he was inviting his top people to come together to look at creating a business. And Mike would be there, host, run the meeting, and you'd have somewhere between, anywhere from three, five. His record was 13 people who jumped on board at that first meeting because they caught a vision of running with this thing, taking it all the way to the top. Let's say that meeting was on a Thursday. On Saturday, they had a launch about how to build the business and get their products ordered. So 13 people who jump on board getting their wellness home and their demonstration products. Well, poof, Mike's new distributor just went silver in his first week. Well, now the goal is to help each of those people who just jumped on board to get their top 20 together the next week and to have a luncheon where they can invite their best people so that instead of launching George, we'll say, to get him to silver, we're launching all of George's people to get them to silver, gold, or platinum by the end of that month. And the result was golds and platinums being broken left and right, and they would just keep growing in that method. Now, so I'm sitting here thinking, all right, I've got a family, I've got four kids, I've got lots of obligations here at home, I've got, it's just, time away is precious, and I want to make my skill set, how do I make this duplicatable? Because not everybody, even if they have the time or inclination, they don't have the money to be able to go and personally launch people and to go through this time consuming process there, to go back multiple times, to take a month out of their life to go live with somebody else. So I just keep scratching my brain. How do I get people to talk to their top 20? And what I'm going to give you here is a sequence of what has come out of that. And many of you have already heard Roger and Jen Basir. They were my first guinea pigs, and now it has grown from launching one person to I'm now typically launching anywhere, well, one person in a month. I'm now typically launching anywhere from two to five people per week. The reason I was late on the call this morning is because I was just starting the launch process for somebody else. And I want to give you just a basic overview of what I am doing and how this is evolving. So grab your notebooks, and off we go. Day one, and I'm talking to a new consultant or a person who has looked at NECANN. Their sponsor has given them a one-on-one, maybe a preview. Maybe they've even joined. Okay, the lady that I just spoke with this morning, she's been on KVB and joined, and she joined 3 months ago. And they put me on a quick Skype call to chat, and it evolved into basically we're going to launch her. And here's what happens is the most important ingredient to the success of a launch is trust. And to build trust, the best thing that I know to build trust is for me to be able to know them and for them to be able to know me. The naked truth, so to speak. So what I do in that call, if I'm just getting to know them, is I'll just tell them, tell me about yourself. What makes you? What's your background? What makes you special? What would you consider your strengths to be? And then spend time listening. And you may be 5, 10, 15 minutes in to let them go. Some people are embarrassed to talk about themselves. Some people love talking about themselves. But find out about who they are and what makes them tick. And then ask the next question, what are the things that stand out most to you about NECANN? So now I've got another 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of them telling about their NECANN journey and what they've experienced, what they've done, what they like. And then I ask them, if you could, you know, if NECANN could provide anything for you at this point, what would that be? What would you most want out of NECANN? And so at this point, I've now spent probably 20, 30 minutes just hearing them. You know, I've asked like 5 questions, and I'm letting them talk. Okay, well, we've done that. Now it's time to share the other side of the story, and that's my story. And I tell them my NECANN journey, where I've gone, and my vision of where this is going, and what I plan to build. And when the time's right, and I can see that they're considering, you know, I've asked them, would you really want to play? Would you want to play in a significant way in NECANN? Let me explain. I said there are, for instance, lots of ways to play basketball. You can play in Little League. You could play in middle school. You could play on the JV team. You could play on the varsity team. Or perhaps maybe you're only going to play on your driveway. And it's great to play in your driveway. Just shoot some hoop casually. It's fun. Doesn't lose its zest. You can invite some people over if you want, or just shoot on your own. Or maybe you want to play college ball and start to get real serious about this. Make some money, a scholarship, if you will. Or maybe in college you just want to have some intramurals. Or maybe you want to play in the NBA. Now, all along, it's still basketball, and it's still fun. But the rewards are, you know, the other way to play basketball is just to watch it on TV. you can just watch it and think, wow, that's a really cool thing. And I tell them that the game of NECANN is a lot like basketball. We've got people that are in Little League. We've got people who, right from the get-go, say, wow, I'm going to play in the NBA. And they want coaches. They go to camps. They go to the big clinics. They learn from top to bottom how to do this. And they don't mind having a coach saying, you got to suit up every day. You got to be here. You got to run this many laps. You got to do this many push-ups. You got to shoot this many shots. Because they know that they want to be in the NBA. They want to go for the big top there. So I say if in NECANN, we have people that are just customers. And that's great. And we have people that just want to help a few people in their neighborhood. They want to do a neighborhood game. And then we have some people that say, I want to play intramurals. I'll just share this whenever it's convenient. Then other people say, I want to coach. I want to rock and roll. I'm part time right now, but I'm going to give it my all so that I can go full time. I want to take this thing all the way to the top. I'd like to be one of your NBA players. And I just kind of need to know where you see yourself fitting or wanting to fit in. If you could wave a magic wand, where would you want to fit in that category? And if I get somebody that says, you know, I want to take this thing and rock and roll with it, well, then I know I've got someone that I can launch in a big way. Otherwise, just have a party with them and have them invite a few people from the neighborhood over, do a 21 club, something like that. But if I get someone that says they really want to play, really want to play in a big way, then we start giving them an assignment. So the assignment from that first call is read the four-year career. If they haven't already, read the book, The Four-Year Career. The second assignment is to write down their why. And you can give them some, you know, what would you do in the terms of the five pillars of health? If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? If you could travel anywhere, where would you travel? If you could do anything to help society, what would that be? And that concludes my first meeting with them. And we set up a time, preferably within 24 to 48 hours, where we can get back together and have their immediate sponsor on the phone with them. So I've required me, there's three things they have to do. Read the four-year career, write down their why, and write down their goals. What would be their goal if they were to set it for 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years in NECAN? Not that they, we can fine-tune those goals in the next meeting, but I just want them to set something up so that we can get moving. So, day two of talking to them, and literally, preferably, it is day two, 24 hours later. And what you do is find out, did they read in the four-year career? They might not have got it done, but did they at least open it up? Did they write down their goals and send those to you? And did they write down their why? If they did, then they may be worth your time. May. There's a lot of people who say they want something, but when the rubber meets the road, they don't actually do anything about it. They're full of excuses. I had to walk my goat, or I had to grease my garage hinges, or whatever it is, it's excuses. And I'm okay with one or two excuses. Everyone gets one, and then we meet again the next day. But if all I get is excuses, then I know that I've got someone who does not want to be in the NBA. So, day two, we review their why, I let them share that, and their 1, 5, 10 year goals. And so then I link that up with the compensation plan. We pull out the comp plan, and we explain that, you know, if you're a senior executive, you might make $50, a couple hundred bucks in a month. If you're silver, you might make anywhere from $300 to a couple grand. Most people around about $1,000 in a month if they've got a viable silvership or organization that they're actively building. Gold, they might make an extra, you know, it could be an extra $1,000 to maybe $2,000 or $3,000. I said we've seen some superstars that have had upwards of $30,000 a month, but that's not normal. That's a very large, mature organization. But in beginning stages, let's say $1,000 to $3,000. A platinum might make anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. We've seen as high as $74,000 in my organization for a single month. But most people, let's say $2,000 to $10,000. And they diamonds, that maybe they're at 5, 10, 20, 30,000. Most that we've seen has been 110,000 for a single month as a diamond within my team. And then Royal Diamond, you might get Royal Diamonds, you're bringing in 10, 15, 20, maybe 100,000, 200,000. The highest we've seen in North America is 430,000 for a single month. But if we were to match your dreams up to that chart, and they've really dreamed, they've put a big societal contribution in, they've gotten what it would mean to be debt free, maybe have a be able to live off the interest of some sort of an investment, so that they never had to worry about something again. They were completely free. What would it be? Well, they need to build a Royal Diamond ship to do that. Okay, so now that we have that figured out, we draw out what is a Royal Diamond. So the first building block is a silver, and then 3 silvers makes a gold, and then 3 golds makes a platinum, and 2 platinums make a diamond, and 3 diamonds make a royal diamond. And yes, you can do it with 3s or 6s, and you can draw that out if you want. But I say ultimately, a royal diamond ship is at least 3 good leaders. And I say if you're going to go on a long journey, you probably want to take a spare tire. So we're really looking for 4 real good leaders. So I want to look at that for a minute. Would it be exciting for you to have a Royal Diamond done? Would it be exciting for you to have 4 real good leaders who were diamond and above, making massive incomes themselves, and creating freedom in their own life, and not only you getting your dreams, but you've achieved, help other people create their dreams? This gal this morning, She's really excited about a program that's, I don't even know the name of it, had the word smile in it, but it was basically that for $200 you can help somebody in a third world country get rid of their cleft palate. They're no longer shunned, they're no longer hidden, they're no longer living a life in their culture of shame, but they get a mouth, they can chew, they can, you know, all this stuff. And she said, man, I would love, she said, I'm sitting here thinking about Botox or somebody getting rid of a few wrinkles, and it suddenly just went to me that, man, why not help a kid get a mouth? And then I said, well, how many people like that would you like to help? And she said, if I could, thousands, and line them up. I said, that sounds like a Royal Diamond ship to me. She goes, yeah, it does. And it just kind of sank in, and we had this really cool moment of awe. And then, we talked about, if you look at your business, what are you looking for? Are you looking for your 10 top sickest people? Or are we looking for some really good, sharp people to build an empire with? Someone, you know, who would you put in charge of your Eastern Rim division? Who would you put in charge of your European division? Who would you put in charge of your South American division, et cetera? And they said, well, yeah, we'd look for 4 good leaders. I said, okay, so understand that we're going to help a lot of people along the way. We're going to have a lot of customers, but ultimately we're looking for 4 really good leaders, and when you've got those, we can add more later, but initially we're looking for 4 really good leaders. I say, okay. The next step of day 2 is I tell them that if Royal Diamond is the goal, we want to start with the end in mind. Understand, in order to become a Royal Diamond, we have to think like a Royal Diamond from day 1. Talk to people like a Royal Diamond would, have the products that a Royal Diamond would have, be coachable and teachable like a Royal Diamond was, go to the same kinds of events that a Royal Diamond would. And I explained to them that network marketing is not what you do, but what you duplicate that counts. And at this very moment, from this moment on, you are crafting the story that you're going to tell over and over and over throughout your Nikian career about what it takes to go Royal Diamond, because you're going to do it. And you're going to explain that maybe you were afraid of being a salesperson, but this is how you overcame your fear, or you didn't have money to start your business, but this is how you overcame your obstacle, or you didn't have the time to do this, but this is how you overcame your obstacle. So I want them to understand that their story, their obstacle, is actually going to become one of their greatest tools in this business, because the overcoming of it will teach and inspire tens of thousands of people as they go down the road. So then I have them pull out their Team Kaizen guidebook, which is just it's nothing pretty. It was put together very quickly, that I put together for the team. It's just kind of a checklist of things to do is to get going, and it's got some resources of links they can use for sending out and ways of following up, all that type of stuff. And we go over the launch page. And I explain to them that what we're going to do is if we're going to go Royal Diamond here, which it sounds like you are, I want you to spend tonight really deciding, am I going to go Royal Diamond? But if we're going to do that, we're going to take a long journey. We've got a checklist. If I'm going to go in the wilderness and live for 3 months, and there's bear or there are wolves or cougars or whatever out there, I want a checklist of the things that I need to be safe and be protected and to make that journey. If I'm going to go to the moon, I want to make sure I've got enough fuel in my rocket to not only get there, but to get back. I want to make sure I've got enough oxygen. I've got food. I've got, maybe some experiments to keep my mind occupied, or a good book, and maybe a map of how to get there and get back. I say, this Team Kaizen guide, this checklist, is what you want to have before we launch. Now, I want to make a clarification for all of you listening, that if someone just wants to play a neighborhood game, they don't have to do everything on the checklist. They might just make a 20-name list and invite some people over to their house. And the rest of this would be overwhelming to them, and they'd never take the journey if they thought they had to do everything we're going to talk about here. But for those who want to rock and roll, I explain this little scenario of a rocket ship to the moon. And we're going to play big here. So step 1, do they have their application? Step 2, we talk about the quality enrollment and the Nikian plan. Step 3, we talk about putting blinders on. That if they're going to do this, don't reevaluate. Don't let people try to talk them out of it, because there will be people that try to talk them out of it. Just blinders like on a horse. and I make an assignment of getting their 100 name list done. Another baby step. And can we meet tomorrow? Will you have your 100 name list done by tomorrow, or do you need until the next day to do it? So now we go to the day three. And on day three, we find out, did they do their 100 name list? And if they did, I know I've got a player. There's someone who actually do what they say they're going to do. At that point, we set up what I've determined to do. What I'm doing is two major launch events on that day. So on day three that I'm meeting with them, we pick somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks out when they're going to have two grand opening events. Two grand opening events. Maybe one on a Tuesday, another on a Saturday, or maybe Wednesday and Thursday, or whatever it is. They pick two grand opening events where they're going to let the world know that they're in business. And they now have their 100 name list. They've been thinking about people and all the ways they could help people. They've been thinking about the value of building a NECN business. They've been thinking about all this type of stuff. And so they're excited about putting that together. And I say that there's one other thing we need to do. And this is one of the most important steps of this whole thing, guys. So listen really, really carefully. I say, so we've got your two grand events, launch events locked in. So that no matter when you invite people, they can choose from Tuesday or Saturday, because if you're going to talk to 100 people, might as well make it such that that they have a choice, because everyone's schedules have conflicts. I said, well, we're going to do one other thing, and that is we're going to create a private conference call. And you can get your own private conference line at freeconferencing.com or any of a number of conferencing tools. But I like freeconferencing.com. It allows you to record it and send out a link for people that missed the call. But we're going to invite your assignment for tonight is to create your top 20 list. In the Team Kaizen guidebook, we have an acronym called PEARLS, and they just check off if they are P, a people person, E, an entrepreneur, A, if they're an achiever, R, if they're good with relationships, L, if they're a leader, S, if they're successful, those types of things. And the people that have the most check marks are the people that make their top 20. Now, don't limit them to 20. They may have 30 really good high-caliber people. Maybe someone's 100 name list is 100. Maybe I just had a guy finish a 270 name list, and he's got a top 60 list. But what you do then is you then invite, you tell them we're going to have a private conference call that's just for these folks, leadership-oriented people, people who will be interested in looking at a business. And I tell them, I want you to identify your top 20, and tomorrow I will teach you how we're going to talk to those, how we're going to invite them to their private conference call. So there are a couple of the things we do in here, but that's the main bulk of it. So they have to order their tools at this point. So they order 100 of the four-year career books, and they order 100 of their Freedom to Total Wellness CDs, because if they're going to launch, they've got to have tools to give these folks. And 100 of the CDs, you get it for a buck a piece to focus on growth. The four-year career books are discounted in bulk, so you know, we still get them for $2 a piece if you use the link to get them over there. But I have ordered those things. That's another validation for me that these, that they're real. That they're gonna play. And we've had them evaluate what products they want to get, and they set a timeline for getting that done. So now day four. Day four, is their top 20 completed? Have they ordered their CDs and their books? And now I teach them a script. And the how-tos and whys of this script, I might be able to get into a couple of them, but I spend usually anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes on this day. I should talk about that. The first call is about an hour. All of these other calls, day two, day three, day four, just half-hour coaching calls, giving them an assignment, and they're off on the next thing. So this is roughly a half-hour call. I like to do this particular day four call on a conference line, so I can record it and send it to them so they can review it. But I role play with them and give an example of what an invitation would be for some of your creme de la creme people. I say, before you call them, I want you to think why you want them on your team. Why would you want Frank on your team? And they say, well, Frank is just an amazing leader. He's really good with people. He's got incredible integrity, and he's a lot of fun to work with.
Okay.
So we write those attributes down. And then I would say, if I were to call Frank, this is somewhat of what the call would be like. And understand that you don't, when you're calling in this nature, and you're going to call a bunch of people, because they now have a list of at least 100 folks, and they've got to get a hold of all 100 people prior to the private conference call and the launch. Their first target now is their top 20. They've got to get them to the private conference call. And the beauty of this is it immediately gets them in the gear of talking to people about a business. It immediately gets them in the gear of talking to their chicken list. And they know that they have a meeting. One of our problems historically, well, even right now, is we have all these wonderful webinars we can get people to and wonderful wellness previews. And you launch a new person and they think, well, they have this meeting every week. I can just invite a couple right now. Other people are going to be bringing people to the event, so it doesn't matter if I don't only invite a few. And so we get people lollygagging into the business, and they get used to lollygagging forever. The beauty of the launch is they know that this is their event, and they've got to fill the room. This is their party. This is their gig. And so I tell them that typically, if you get 20 people who say they will be there, 10 might show to your private conference call. If you have 15 that say they're going to be there, you might have, 7. If you have 10 that say they're going to be there, you might have 5. And it's okay, because they've been told what's going to happen, and we're going to make a recording, and you can, if they can't be there, even if they're long distance, doesn't matter, because they can call in to hear it no matter what state they're living in, and if for some reason they're busy that night, we can send them a recording. So, anyway. Here is what I teach them as far as that call. Ring, 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 ring. Frank answers the phone, and I'm going to pretend I'm the new person launching the business right now. Say, Frank, how's it going? Frank is great. And we might have one or two exchanges of pleasantries. And I say, Frank, let me tell you why I'm calling. I'm actually calling with my business hat on. I'm launching a major project that I wanted to tell you about. And Frank says, okay. That was true. I said, you may know that, I've been company manager with Utah Festival Opera Company. I've been teaching piano, teaching voice, teaching theater at the university. Love what I do, but found that there's some frustration sometimes in corporate America. And sometimes the pay isn't the best. Sometimes you find people wanting your position and maybe questioning your integrity. It's not a fun spot to be in. And I've actually found something. It's a research and development company originated out of Japan. They've got some breakthrough cutting-edge biophysics technologies and impacting people's lives in a major, major way. The wellness industry is growing, going through the roof. I've analyzed this thing. We've had some huge results in our own family. I've decided I'm running with this thing. I'm going to take this all the way to the top. And Frank, the reason I'm calling you is I'd like you to consider partnering with me. Now, I realize this may or may not be for you. You don't know anything about it at this point. But, I've always, Frank, I've found that you're an amazing leader. You're really great with people. You're a man full of integrity. And I just sat and thought, in this project of all the people I know, man, you're one that I would just love to have participate in this. And so what I'd like you to do, if you're open, I'm going to have a private conference call next week, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. All you have to do is just dial a phone number, and we're going to overview what the company's about, how it works, how you could fit in with this. And from there, if you like what you see there, we're having a major launch. I'm going to have a reach-out for wellness event, if you will, where we'll show people all the technologies. And you're going to want to see, touch, feel this, get an idea of something you can feel confident in and back yourself. And I've got a book that explains how the business works, et cetera. But the private conference call, let me give you the number. It's going to be on Wednesday night, 7:30, and then I give them the number. And I say, Frank, I really appreciate you taking the time on here. The launch, we're having one of those the following week, either Tuesday or Saturday. You can pick one. Which of those works best? They choose that. And then And then I said, Frank, you know, I really appreciate you taking a look at this. I think you're going to enjoy it a bunch. This project is one where we can help a whole heck of a lot of people have a lot of fun and make some real good money in the process. And as you look at this, you may choose to be a part of this, not a little part, but hopefully a big part. But at a minimum, I know you're going to want to be a customer of the technologies. And you may know of other people that could benefit. And if it's not your cup of tea, maybe refer me to them along the way. So anyway, thanks a bunch. We'll see you on Wednesday night. By the way, what's your email? Boom, 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 boom. I'll send you a reminder. Would you prefer that on a text or an email? And that way you have a means to be able to follow up with them. So that's the basic content of the call. And so now they're geared towards... Oh, and by the way, Frank, if I recall... If I recall, you have a back problem, is that right? Yeah. Well, then you're really going to be excited about this. We've got some stuff that can help in a major way. So we'll see you on the call next Wednesday. So what happens with this is that the business concept, the idea of looking at a business, becomes forefront for the top 20. And that any potential product need that they may have is almost an afterthought, but it's icing on the cake. It's going to draw them in even more. And that's the basic gist of the launch, and that's how it plays out. I then tell them, write down bullet points of how this is. I don't want you doing anything word for word. You can tell that mine wasn't word for word. I don't actually believe in scripts, but I do believe in principles. So if I were to narrow that thing down, I would tell them, hey, I'm in the process of making a career change. I'm excited. Japanese company, unique biophysics technologies, huge impact. I'm running with this, taking it to the top. Would like you to consider partnering with me. I realize this may or may not be for you, and the reason that phrase is really important is because people don't want to feel pressured, and they want to know that it's okay if I say no. And that keeps the relationship intact. It keeps the whole conversation intact, people free to share what they want to share. So realize this may or may not be for you. I think if you see in this what I see, you want to be not a little part, but a big part of this project. Have a lot of fun, help a lot of people, make some real good money in the process. And then options. They may want to run with this, but on the other hand, it's not their cup of tea. When they see what the technologies are doing, they're going to want to own them and have them for their own home. And they'll probably think of other people that maybe be able to refer, either people interested in the technologies or the people that maybe wanted to, that maybe looking for some sort of a career change. So you plant the seeds for all of those things. And then they practice it that night. The next day's call, so that would be day 5, is practice. And let them use you as a potential call, and you role play. And then the next assignment is that between now and probably the next, by that point, you're probably anywhere from 3 days to a week from their private conference call. They're to contact. If they need to make a plan of how they're going to contact, whether they're just going to take a day and call them all, or make a goal of contacting 5 people a day, but they're going to get a hold of everybody in the top 20 list to get them to the private conference call. As soon as the private conference call is done, they get the books and the CDs out to everybody who was on the private conference call. And what we found is that not only do they go through the books and CDs, but many of them go to the web, as people do now. And while they're on the web, they find a whole bunch of testimonials. We're loaded with testimonials of what these products do, so they become more and more curious. So by the time they arrive at the launch, they know they're looking at a business. They're looking at it with that perspective. They know they've got some amazing technologies because the CD has a bunch of technology experiences. They have the concepts of network marketing down. And we have many people joining and getting packs and wanting to do business right at the launch. The launch date becomes their 21 Club. The moment you receive the first order, that's the beginning date for your 21 Club. And you can run those launches remotely. It's better to run them in person, much better to run them in person. Some sort of an experience upline there for the new person's launch. But you can do it remotely via Zoom. Run the call that way. We've been doing those. But that's the basics of this. And the result is I get people who are now confident to talk about the business. We have key business people looking at this right up front. We have the right tools in their hands, and it's duplicating. Throughout my team, I've got people saying, man, can you help me launch this person? Can you help me launch that person? And so now, instead of me spending my days doing onesies and twosies and going out and doing little one-on-ones, my days are spent launching people and getting them set up properly for business. The remaining calls, because I still keep coaching them, we talk about the prospect worksheet, how they can track all these people now. We talk about the next major event, because after their launch, they're going to want their key leaders to attend the next major field event, and that's when people get locked in a major way. So in this case, we're promoting San Antonio right now. So that's the topic of discussion, probably day 6 or day 7. So in the initial days, I'm talking with them every single day, and it's typically not until after we get their private conference call done that there's then a week window until their launch event. So I give them space. They don't need me every day then. And thereafter, we're typically on the phone launching other people, or at least giving them a coaching call once a week thereafter. So what I'm going to do, I know this is a lot of information in a short period of time, but if I can find the right button here, I'm going to find a way to unmute and see if there are any questions that people have about this process. Okay, so if anybody has a question, comment.
Hey, Brody,
yes.
Paul Gabby out here.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, so let's go back to Frank here, that presumably the your person launching knows. So Frank is already successful. So you tell him about a new business and the possibility of making some money.
Yes.
But we don't know anything yet about Frank's why and why he might even be interested in hearing what you said for 2 minutes. And is there any way to address that so we're not, your person isn't just talking to Frank with a little, with a pitch, but we have no idea what his buttons would be.
So it's an excellent, amazing point that you make there. And the ideal world would be that, yes, you would spend time doing that. But here's the challenge. Most new distributors, myself included, did not have the skills to do that to begin with. And if you got someone that has the skills, great. But then there's the time crunch, because if you spend time all the time finding out why, to get through 100 people, finding their whys is not real feasible. And I can go back later and do that. What I'm doing is I'm getting them to get people together, and whoever they can get together during that first time period and get a big significant launch, great. The people who couldn't do it, then you go back and do individual appointments with. The people who couldn't make a launch, couldn't make the launch calls, they're then instructed to go back. And when you have that one-on-one time, and you can begin going through that portion. So your point is well taken, and a seasoned expert distributor can do that, but I want this super simple. That's why I don't believe in, I don't like scripts long term, because I like what you're talking about. I like being able to cater my conversation to the individual person, but I cannot teach that skill in 30 minutes. I can give them a script to get them to invite, and I know that that is working. And over time, we teach them more refined talking points. So that's what I'm doing. You're welcome to modify this any way you want. In my team, this is what I'm teaching them to do.
No, I appreciate it. It's great. And, of course, I recognize Mike DiMuccio being our upline. I recognize it. And Bruce Black is our upline, too. He's a great person to talk with because he was the person that Mike introduced. So, but this general, you know, if there were one thing that you could change in your life immediately right now, what would it be? that doesn't take long to have somebody learn to ask. And my experience is that amazing things come out of that very simple question. So if we knew that about Frank, and it took only it took 5 seconds to ask that, we'd know more.
That's great. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
Thanks.
Just to give you an idea, I have some people that their time constraints have been that they're literally trying to track down and invite 20 people within 2-day period. Plus, they're holding down their full-time jobs. And plus, people don't answer their phones anymore, so they have to either leave a message or text, and they get time constraints. So if you can get it in and do it efficiently like that, that's great. Great, great, great. Okay. Any other questions?
Cody, this workbook you're mentioning, where do we go to get that?
I can email it to Dave Johnson, and he can send it out. Again, it is nothing pretty. It's just what I use in launching my new people, and I refer to it as I do my coaching in my regular Monday night calls for the team, for those who are working on Team Kaizen. But yeah, I'll email it to Dave, and he can you just send an email to Dave, and he can send it out to everybody.
Perfect. Thanks.
Yep. Any other questions?
Yeah, Brody, it's Blake. Sorry, it's Blake. At what point do the invitees get the books and the CDs?
The way this is designed right now is that those who come to the private conference call,
right?
When I do the private conference call, I give a background of. First off, I edify the person who is launching.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I edify everyone who's on the call. I tell them that you need to know why you've been invited. You are the creme de la creme. You are the best, the people with the most integrity, the people who've, through whatever you've done in your life, stand out as being some of the most upstanding, best quality people that Sue, who's launching her business, knows.
Mm-hmm.
And my hat's off to you, and thank you for joining us. Now let me tell you why you're here. You're here because there is a company that's expanding in North America, and you're being invited to be a part of this process. Sue is launching her business. She's looking for 4 key leaders. And not only looking, she's looking for to create 4 key teams, to look for leadership for those teams and to staff those teams. We've got many types of positions available, and if you've ever wanted to be at the right place at the right time, well, we believe this is it, and we're your best time to evaluate. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to introduce a little bit of who NECAN is, and we're going to share a little bit of what the technology is and can do, and then we're going to invite you to read a book that describes how the business works. We're going to invite you to listen to a CD that describes the types of the myriads of results people get from utilizing a wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to invite you to come see it all at the launch.
Great.
So, what I teach the brand new person who's launching, who hosted the private conference call, is that very night and the next day, they get in the hands of everyone who was on the call.
Mm.
The book and the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who couldn't make the call, they email the recording of the call to them and then get in their hands or mail the book and CD.
Right.
And incidentally, those who are long distance can Zoom or Skype in to the actual launch to watch all the fun things that are happening on the launch day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks so much. In fact, for the whole thing, it's just been incredible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, there's nothing really all that wild and outlandish about this. I've known for years that I need to get in front of my people's top 20.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the ability to make that happen. And what happened in this process is we get people excited about their why. We get people excited about where they're going. We tell people they're going to have a launch, and we schedule the day. And then we say, oh, yeah, by the way, do you remember how we said Royal Diamond was 4 key leaders? We need to put one other piece of the pie in to make sure that you get some really good quality people there, and that is we're going to have a private conference call. And who are the people you invite to your private conference call? The top 20. What day do you think we should have that? So they do that, and they set that date, and then it's like, many of them are like, oh, crap, now I got to call my chicken list. And it's happened as part of the process, because we just say, well, that's what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten used to you as a mentor giving them assignments, and this is just one of the assignments we do as we launch. So it's just a little piece of the pie, and especially as you give them a script, a way of talking to those people. And all of you are going to have different ways of talking to people. I get that. There are 101 different ways of approaching people out there. But many people need to have, especially a brand new person, need something simple and duplicatable for talking to their top 20 so that they can have a conversation. And I will tell you that no one has exactly duplicated the script I've given them. They all have their own personality and the way that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
The one last thing is I tell them, if you get 3 no's in a row, you must call me because you're saying something wrong. And, in fact, I had that very thing happen with a gentleman out in Ohio and found out that he was taking their people out to lunch and trying to describe all of NECAN to them before the private conference call. And they were brand new. They don't know enough. They don't have enough experience. They don't know how to answer all the questions, and they were crashing and burning. So I said, no, you need a very short 2 to 3 minute call. Less is more. Your whole goal is just to get the curiosity up enough that they're willing to come to a conference call. So if you take Paul Gabbias's comment of, if there's one thing we could change in your life, you could change in your life, what would it be? And if you simply said, what if I told you I knew how we could change that? And they said, wow, how? And you said, I'm launching a business that could solve that problem for you. We're having a private conference call on Wednesday night. Poof, go into it. I mean, you can do it that way if you wanted, but your goal is just to say just enough, not to answer loads of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love the phone, because if I'm standing in front of them, they think they've got all the time in the world. But I love to tell them, hey, I just got a minute. I've got something that I wanted to share with you before I jumped out the door. Boom, go over the call. You can get in and out and get it done, talk to lots of people in a very short period of time. Okay, anybody else? Questions? Okay, good, because in 3 minutes I've got to get on to my next launch call. folks, thank you for joining. Dave, I will send him my Team Kaizen guide, and you're welcome to request that of him. Thank you a bunch, everybody. I hope you have a great, great day, and good luck in building your NECAN business. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Brody.
Thanks.